We're talking with Yvonne Taylor of Seneca Lake Guardian, and we're going to talk a bit about the issue of the tremendous amount of carbon emissions that results from the Bitcoin operation, and particularly a power plant they're trying to bring back online in the Seneca area to deal with it. But, you know, Yvonne, maybe just give us a, you know, what is Seneca Lake Guardian?
Sure. So Seneca Lake Guardian is actually formerly Gas Free Seneca, which was a single issue organization that formed in 2011 to defeat a proposed gas storage project along the shores of Seneca Lake. After an 8-year battle, we were victorious. It was a true David and Goliath fight. And we learned that, you know, there were other issues facing the Seneca Lake and the Finger Lakes region. And so we transformed into Seneca Lake Guardian, and we focus on, you know, public education, citizen participation, and engagement with decision makers representing the Finger Lakes region and nearly 500 regional businesses in Finger Lakes wine country and thousands of Finger Lakes residents.
Now, I understand recently the group has begun to focus on the Green Ridge Power Plant, which I understand has been shut down for a number of years. They want to reopen and convert from coal to frack gas, but particularly it's going to be used partly, at least, for Bitcoin operation. But can you explain the issue probably better than I did?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Mark. What we have is a power plant that was originally a coal-fired power plant that was shut down for 7 years and mothballed, which everyone was rather jubilant about, until another company came in and bought it and transitioned it, as you mentioned, to burning fracked gas. It was only originally reopened to serve as what they call a peaker plant to provide power to the public in times of high demand. And later what we learned is that they had installed 7,900 Bitcoin machines. When they did so, their air emissions increased tenfold. And the problem is that the Department of Environmental Conservation just simply reissued the old coal-fired power plant's permits. And so the permits are extremely loose. They didn't require best technology available. They didn't require a closed-loop system. And so the Greenwich facility is now producing power strictly for private use to mine Bitcoin. And it's all been permitted within the Department of Environmental Conservation. They truly failed the community and the climate with this decision.
Now, to be honest, I only really begin to understand the massive carbon impact that this whole Bitcoin operation is beginning to have worldwide. It's rapidly, for instance, producing more emissions than, say, the country of Argentina. It is particularly driving emissions in China, where a lot of the Bitcoin operations are based. But can you explain to our listeners, why does Bitcoin use such a massive amount of energy, and is it really necessary?
Well, I would agree. I would argue that it's not necessary at all. And it's not that we're against cryptocurrency or technology, but it's this particular kind of cryptocurrency that is called proof of work that requires thousands and thousands of machines to operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And it's that aspect of this form of cryptocurrency that is so energy intensive, as you mentioned. This one power plant alone that had been decommissioned has now been repowered at a time when we should be phasing out fossil fuel burning facilities. And if it's allowed to operate at 100% capacity, which of course is its goal, it would emit over 1 million tons of CO2 equivalents into the atmosphere every year.
And so my understanding is that basically the Bitcoin operations, it's sort of the way that they create the currency is they have these computers sort of compete against each other to, you know, answer questions and find stuff. It basically just seems to be almost a game that isn't really all that relevant. It's sort of part of a security system. And I'm just sort of wondering, how is both the United States, but particularly New York, you know, reacting to this, you know, adding on this massive increase in emissions, which really doesn't produce anything for society?
Yes. To me, it really feels literally insane in the midst of climate change to be burning up so many fossil fuels to produce fake money. But right now, there is no regulation or oversight of Bitcoin mining or this proof of work cryptocurrency that is swiftly taking over New York State and the United States. And so what we're facing is a town by town fight where small towns are being asked to make big decisions about a relatively new and very little understood industry without any oversight from the Department of Environmental Conservation or the Public Service Commission, who also washed their hands of this because they say they don't oversee anything that's called what they say behind the meter energy production. So if you buy up a power plant and run it to create your power for your own use, there's no regulation over that, and it also evades oversight from our CLCPA or the Community Leadership and Community Protection Act regulations.
Well, you mentioned the town by town approach to stopping this, and I remember that was actually very critical in the fight against fracking, that many towns, particularly in the Southern Tier, had passed ordinances to prohibit fracking, and finally Governor Cuomo woke up, and besides a tremendous grassroots protests that were taking place, he realized that so many towns had already voted against allowing fracking and had been upheld by the Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, that it was permissible. So how is this town by town approach with the cryptocurrency going?
Well, not so well, because as I mentioned, you know, a lot of towns are enamored by these slick corporations that come in flashing dollar signs and making lots of promises in, you know, impoverished rural areas where power is cheap. You know, that's why I feel, and you're right, it's exactly like fracking 2.0 in this situation. You know, there are some towns that are able to draft zoning regulations that prohibit or deter cryptocurrency miners from coming into their towns. But others, unfortunately, for example, the facility in Greenwich donated $25,000 to the fire department for a Jaws of Life equipment. And it shut the town up, and they decided to be in favor of the facility because they were so grateful for that donation.
So we have about just over a minute left. What is the strategy at this point? What can people do? What is the state legislature? What is the governor? How do we stop it?
Thank you for asking. Right now, there are two bills in the state legislature. We are trying to get them passed this session. They were drafted by Assemblymember Dr. Anna Kellis. Those bill numbers are A7389 and 7768. I would urge everyone to contact your state legislators and encourage them to support and co-sponsor these bills. Because your community could be next. We need some time to take a pause and do a comprehensive analysis of this kind of cryptocurrency and its impacts on air, human health, water, and the economy, and the climate, of course. And finally, we're having a rally on Saturday, June 5th at the DEC Region 8 headquarters in Avon, New York. We're going to put a ton of pressure on Governor Cuomo to do the right thing and deny Greenwich's Title V air permit, which is up for renewal.
We've been talking to Yvonne Taylor, Seneca Lake Guardian. Last quick question, website for more information?
Thank you. Yes, please go to SenecaLakeGuardian.org for more information, and also follow us on Twitter @Seneca_Lake, and follow us on Facebook as well.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.